We're doing the Sfatamim. We're up to the fourth chapter. And the Chafetz Chaim says he will now explain the punishment of thievery in the world to come. Meaning, we've been learning different aspects of the importance of being honest. And now that's going to be the focus of this fourth chapter. What's awaiting a person if he is dishonest, if he steals? In the previous chapters, the Chafetz Chaim began by explaining to us what happens in this world. What are the effects of dishonesty in this world? Now, we'll expand a little bit on what's waiting for a person in the world to come. The punishment that awaits him for dishonesty in this world. If a person doesn't ensure that he fixes his deeds in this world, meaning a person has one of two options. Either give back the money that's illegitimate, or ask him for forgiveness, and if he's willing to forgo the money. It's well known that for the sin of thievery or other sins that are between man and his fellow man, in Yom Kippur mechaper, we know that Yom Kippur can't atone for that. That's between a person and his fellow man. He has to appease his friend, and then Yom Kippur can atone for him. Even a person's passing can't atone for something he did wrong to someone else. That's between him and the other person. He needs to ask the other person's forgiveness. As the Medrash Rabbah tells us, V'tishaver kad al hamabua, the verse says in Ecclesiastes and Koheles, the pitcher breaks just as it hits the source of the stream. So it's an interesting metaphor. You're bringing the pitcher to the stream, and right there where the pitcher cracks. So the Medrash says, Zok keres, that's talking about our paunch, our stomach. Lachar shlosha yamim, 3 days after a person's buried, kereso nivkat. So then the stomach breaks open. That's what happens as the body decomposes. 3 days after burial, the stomach cracks open. Umoseret lapeh v'omeret lo. And then the stomach, so to speak, turns to the mouth and says, Hey lach ma shegazalta v'chamata v'natata li. Here, I'll give you back everything you desired and stole and fed me. The stomach, when it opens, it's as though the stomach saying back to the mouth, here, take it all back. And that might be the interpretation of a verse in Mishlei, he suggests, Ufir Shayim Yechase Hamas. Gam Amru, Chazal, our sages also taught, Shavu Zechet Machinin Oto Sham Chol Hadak, that over this sin, the person is fed thin sand in the world to come. Mishineim nishbarot, and the teeth crack over it. Kmo shneemar, the verse says, Shinei Hashem shibarta. God breaks the teeth of the wicked. Uchshem inam rotzim lechol. And when a person doesn't want to eat the sand, meshiv lehem hakadosh baruch hu. So God asks them, God answers them. Madu akshayitem ochlim gezer ba'olam hazeh hayah motok b'fichem. Why is it that when you ate stolen goods in this world, then it was sweet that you were willing to eat? So why don't you want to eat sand? You say sand isn't fitting, it's not human food. Neither is stolen food fit for human consumption. And even after a person goes through whatever punishments are awaiting, he doesn't succeed in completely fixing what he's done. That brings us to the idea of Gilgul, where a person is sent back to give back what he took illegitimately. And in the works, the Rivash quotes something amazing that happened back in the day. Sheba echad begilgul sus. The Rivash says a person came back as a horse. Ve'avet b'chol kochok kedei shanem tchovo. And he worked as hard as he could to pay back what he had taken from the person. So he reappeared as this guy's horse, and now he worked so hard to pay back what he had taken. Ve'zeu min ha'gilgulim ha'kashim. And that's one of the more difficult gilgulim. At least the person will have to come back in some form to the world to be created again and to pay his debt. There are multiple sources that indicate this concept, says the Chafetz Chaim. And that's the Gra in his commentary on Mishlei also writes that that's what the verse means. Matzil nefashot edemet. That when a person testifies truthfully, he is saving multiple souls. So the simple reading is, you're saving lives by giving the courts the truth. The deeper meaning is you're saving your own lives. Because you're saving yourself the need to come back and fix all the things you ruined by giving false testimony. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time. So what do we see? He says, thievery is something which a person can't fix in the world to come. He has to fix it between himself and his fellow man. He has to either pay it back or gain the person's forgiveness. Yom Kippur won't help. Death won't help. And that's the idea that the Medrash says, that the stomach says to the mouth, here, take everything you stole. And our sages say that in the world to come, a person gets fed this thin sand where God says, yea, that's not fit for her human consumption, neither was the thievery. And after everything is said and done, a person has to make amends. He has to come back to the world to make amends over what he's done, either as an animal or come back to life. And that's the idea of Gilgal. And if you're about to ask me about Gilgal, I know nothing about it. So this is what Chafetz Chaim says. That was the first idea he had to say about the punishment for thievery.